Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. We've got a lot that we are covering this afternoon. There's no doubt about that. Tuesday is the big vice presidential debate. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. I think it's going to be fascinating. I may actually tune in for that live. I don't normally, at this point, bother to tune in for this stuff live. I like to watch it the next day, and I like to read it so that I am not burdened by some of the facial gestures or gesticulations, but I read it first, get the meat, and then go back and see what they were doing. But anyway, so that's this Tuesday. That should be pretty interesting. Remember, and the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And because I don't want anybody ever to miss the fact that there are good men and good women who go out every single day and do a job that vast majority of us wouldn't do for all the money in the world, we share that twice. So we're going to talk at 5:35 about that. My buddy, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be here at 4:35. The weather's creating some serious driving problems. And I was at Liberty University earlier this week for a couple of days. And I came back so positive and inspired. Yeah, you heard me right. I came back with a renewed faith that we might all have some hope in the world because the students at Liberty were so incredible. Now, you know, every week we are truly blessed that Dr. Dave Bratt joins us. Dave is the former dean of the business school at Liberty. He is the vice president or vice provost for business affairs. He's a big deal. And let me tell you, he brought in some really amazing people for this event, and I'm just happy to welcome Dave. Dave, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, hey, Jeff. Yeah, I was even pleasantly surprised. The speakers just hit it out of the park. The students were just loving it, having you there, and just friends from Richmond was just great. Just great event.
It really was, and I guess I should remind everybody, you're here, you speak on behalf of yourself, you're not speaking on behalf of Liberty at this point, but
Right. Believe
it or not, I know that Fridays, man, we wind up bringing so many people down with some of the stuff we address.
Right.
I want us to spend a couple of minutes talking about the positive, because on that campus, it was...
Yeah.
Dave,
yeah.
It was palpable. I've never been on a college campus where I felt so inspired by the students.
Yeah, and that is every day. And we had, you know, the heads of, you know, Fortune 100 firms there, CEOs, COOs, people who run the world were there, and they're equally blown away. I mean, you know, everyone says, okay, your kids are nice and they're ethical and they're, you know, every school says that, but Liberty is like off the charts. It really is just very special students there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they at the end of a long day working hard, going there, they stick around and say, hey, can I help you clean up?
Oh.
And, I mean, I don't know where you're going to find that in the world these days. So that's, that's a good news story.
Hope
for the future.
Is. It really is, boy. I really did. I left with hope. And I have to share this with you. I didn't have a chance to chat with you after I noticed this. I was standing around after one of the events. One of the Liberty students came up to one of the featured speakers. And I'm talking about, again, a big heavy hitter, you know, a real CEO.
Right.
And he says to the student is so respectful, and he says, hey, you know what, I don't have time to get into all of it, but here, let me give you my cell number. You text me, and then we'll chat. And I thought, well, there's no way. And it's like, this CEO of a Fortune 100 thing says to a Liberty student, yeah, I'll give you my cell number, and you call. And that in and of itself is probably worth a year of business school, don't you think?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, and that is typical. Over half the students last year got job offers or internship offers in those 3 days,
wow.
Just face to face. The executives see them, and they And then they're setting up pipelines to hire our students because they can't believe it either. It's the work ethic, right? If you hire someone who's honest and puts in a full day's work and is competent, I mean, it's gold because you could train them in to do anything you want.
That's right.
And they know that. So that when they see a young person who's got that sparkle in their eye, man, it's done deal.
Well, it was beautiful. I'll tell you, the speakers were all off the charts. And I don't know how you bring in the people that you do, but just... Now, seriously, I don't know if these people all lost you in a game of cards years ago, or you.
Right. I got friends. I got chips. I owe them all. So now I'm on the debtor side. But yeah, no, on the military. I could say all those guys. Like General Keith Kellogg, he's the top, you know, military strategist in the country. Chris Miller was Secretary of Defense. You know, I mean, so that gives you some idea. The former Attorney General.
Yep.
The head of the World Bank was there. I was on the convo stage with him for a half hour. And so, yeah, I mean, that gives you, and then the CEOs are the same level. So that gives people a sense.
Well, and you provided this opportunity. And next year, let me tell you something. We need to talk about this more because there need to be more people that make the drive from Richmond. It's not that bad at all. It's beautiful country.
Right.
It's pretty easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I loved it. I got the chance to catch up with Secretary Miller, and I said, you're not going to remember me. And not only did he remember me, he said, you know, we talked about this and this, and you're on this. I mean, he knew the station. He said, oh, here, look. And the same thing, you know, he's headed to some, I don't know, some huge meeting with people far more important than I am. He goes, hey, just here, give me one of your cards. And he writes out his personal home email address. Just shoot me a note. We'll get together. And I thought,
Right. No, that's the secret sauce, and that's why they all come, because I kind of vet, you know, no jerks allowed. It's just good people like you. So when everybody knows they're meeting with honest brokers, that's worth a lot of money. It's not all about money, but that's worth something in this world.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. Now, let me ask you, because you are such a well-read guy and you've given us some reading assignments through the years, have you ever read this book called A Message for Garcia?
No. I know. I just heard that one, so now I've got to check that out.
All right, well, don't buy it, because as Keith Kellogg and the two secretaries were talking about, I ordered it on Amazon. It's here at my house. I'll drop it in the mail for you. It's a light read, but boy... It's not like that one you told us about, what was it, RR and the Return of the Strong Gods.
Right,
and made everybody
that was deep. That was deep.
that was a tearjerker, man. That wasn't fair. Did you have a chance to watch any of the vice president on MSNBC?
No.
Okay, good for you.
No, I heard about it, and I saw the clip, the mini clips and whatever. But, I know. The mainstream media is just propping up an entire party with no question. They're going to run the world. And actually, you know, anybody that's following things right now, that book I recommended on double government, right? That's what it shows. The president no longer runs the country, right? The deep state and the three-letter agencies, right? The State Department, the CIA, the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the bureaucrats in those offices are running your world, and they're overruling. And Chris Miller will tell you that, right? When he's head of defense, they would try to run their initiatives through from the president, who's the commander in chief, elected by the people, and the bureaucracy knows they just slow walk in.
It's crazy.
And they were trying to end all wars, and the huge money in play. It has a lot of power. There's a lot of money in that space.
There absolutely is. So what happens at the end is, I mean, we're 40 days out from this election. Voting, of course, here in the Commonwealth has already started. I know there are other states where it started as well. Are you hopeful on any level, Dave?
Yeah, I am. I've been talking with people. You know, Georgia, all political views are my own. But in Georgia, the Republicans own the Board of Elections now. There's a lot more standing in court cases. So I just think things are going to be pretty fair. The polling seems to be going in the right direction.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the good news. The it's going to be tight, but people right. just have to get out and vote. And I think, you know, in 16, Trump was down by 9 a month or two ahead of time mm-hmm. and ended up winning. And so like when I was congressman, the Trump voter is very unique and no one knows who they are for sure.
That's right. So
the poll, like I'd walk into Trump events and I'd say, "Hey, I'm Dave." They go, "Oh, nice to meet you, Dave. Who are you?" I say, "Well, I'm the congressman in the area. Nice to meet you." They go, "Oh, that's nice. You know, glad you're here for the Trump event." But it's just too. And I wasn't your standard Republican, right? I mean, I took out the,
no
the,
kidding,
the Republican
really?
Machine. Yeah, yeah. So you know, but the Trump crew is just fed up, right?
Yes.
And the Trump crew really just stands for about 70% of the country who's starting to figure out that both parties are out of whack, right? Absolutely. They're not representing them, right? That's I mean, we right. got wars all over for no apparent reason.
Yep.
There's inflation. The Federal Reserve yep. keeps bailing out, lowering interest rates and bailing out the stock market.
Yeah.
And 10% of the people own 90% of the stocks.
Incredible.
10% own 90, right? So that's not the economy, and that's not your jobs, and that's not your wages. That's just the stock market, and the average Joe doesn't know much.
Yeah, well, we're doing our best to educate them, and
yeah. Yep.
I always appreciate you being here. Oh, and one final kudo for you and Liberty.
Yeah.
Convocation. Good.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say except I want to come again. I want to go
did
to another
see
one
that?
Or two.
Were you there?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I didn't know. Did you see me down there with the Malpass, the head of the World Bank?
I did. Are you
good?
Yeah,
oh,
you...
good. Oh, good. I didn't know you were there. I would have.
Heck yeah. That's okay. Listen,
I did know you. Yep. Yeah, that was great. That was great.
I was just so honored to be part of it. Just an amazing thing. Dave, listen, we kept it mostly positive this week. I promise
yeah.
we'll get back to death and destruction
no, like
and dismal
this
stuff
is
next week.
For me. I'm in a good mood. The sun just came out where I am. So it's
oh,
good.
Beautiful. Yeah, rub that in a little bit. All right. Well, listen. I appreciate everything that you're doing. Again, you give my best to every single person at Liberty because it is so inspirational and provides so
yep.
much hope. It put a big smile on my face. It's been there all week, and I thank
good,
you for
good.
That.
Good for you. Thanks for being such a great partner with us, brother. Appreciate
thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. That is Dave Bratt, Dr. Dave Bratt, former congressman. He's a big deal over there at Liberty. But let me tell you, you watch him walk around. You watch him interact with students. You deal with these students. I've been on a couple of college campuses over the last couple of years with the boys. You know, one's going to Stanford. One finished Stanford. One's going to Ithaca. And I went to Liberty. And let me tell you, the feel, the vibe, the everything. Everything was just so different and in a good way. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Cell five fives all the way around. Congratulations. Now, with that, I got to let you know that the roads are yucky. We've got a lot of rain. We've got a lot of wind, and it's impacting driving, and it's going to impact your car, and how appropriate that it is Friday. And that means that my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. But on Fridays, he joins us, gives us a little look ahead and maybe one or two suggestions on driving in this weather. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Katz. Jeff Katz. It's always sunny when I'm talking to Jeff.
Aww.
But currently, actually riding my boat down Parham. My Yamaha does pretty good in this water. So everybody remember, you know, don't drive through standing water. A lot of parts of Virginia getting way more water than others. And mm-hmm. then you have the rivers and other things that are bringing it downstream. We have a lot more water out west right now than we're going to probably get. Just be very careful, guys. There's no rush to go get your pizza. You can take 10 minutes and go around. So please be careful. Second, if you haven't cleared out your your entire cow area under your hood where all the leaves and pine needles collect. You want to be doing that on a regular basis. You want to open up your sunroof and get it out of there as well.
Oh.
And these are just some tips. And you also now know now, in case you've been waiting the last few weeks that haven't rained that much, if your wiper blades suck, it might be a little late to get new ones, or it might not. You know, make sure that you're getting these checked on a regular basis. So we talk about that a lot, and then you have fall coming with the usual leave issues, batteries dying. So we talk about a lot of that on the show, and we love the questions. Just please don't wait till the end of the last 10 minutes of the show tomorrow to call, because we can't always get to what we get for questions that quick.
That's true. Now, let me ask you about the wiper blades, because this is one of those things you really don't want to wait until it's smeary or there are pieces on that are falling off, or God forbid you've lost the rubber and now you're etching your glass. Is there a time frame? Like, should we do it the change of every season or what?
Well, the good news is, you know, most shops, and any shop, if you're there for an inspection, is checking to see, you know, if they're ripped or torn, they're not going to pass state inspection. So thankfully they added that to the inspection a long time ago. But so at least yearly you're getting checked, but there's very few blades out there that literally can last a year or more unless you're spending significantly for, say, a Bosch Icon or something along those lines, which is what I love on my truck, because I don't like... they are more expensive, but I don't like them going bad every year, so I have a Bosch Icon. I also, if you're in a rush and it's just not wiping clearly, or the rubber looks like it's just a little rough, you can actually take rubbing alcohol or an alcohol wipe, and you can rub it up and down on your blade to try to get a little more use out of it, especially in an emergency situation like in the rain. Just a little alcohol wipe will get it on, you know, both sides, like a V, go up and down on your blade, and at least the driver's side. If it's just metal, though, you better get by Advance or somewhere and get yourself another wiper blade. They're usually pretty good about helping get them on. But we think about these things sometimes when it's too late, which is why, again, you know, over at Certified, the one thing we do, and some people, to be quite honest with you, have questioned, you know, why are you, this is the first time I'm here, but why do you guys look over, why do you do a 52 per point, like, check on my car, and how? Second off, how'd you do it so quickly? You know, how were you able to get all this looked at? And so we've been doing it for a long time, and we found the top things that happen to customers' cars, and a lot of those things would leave you stranded if you didn't have somewhere looking. So it's more important to have a very good relationship, like we're supposed to do with our doctors. You want to have a good relationship, and this is where family-owned shops a lot of time far exceed dealers or a big corporate shop, because you have a one-on-one with, like, Certified Auto Repair for us, and you're getting updates all the time. So most of our customers, if they're listening and following the program, they're not going to find themselves needing wiper blades right now. They're not going to find themselves having a clogged sunroof leaking in, because they're coming in every oil change. They're getting basically a free checkover of their vehicle, a health check is what we used to call it. And we called it that because it was very similar to what a doctor does. We give you different levels, things that you can wait on, things that you absolutely have now. We help you to understand that about your vehicle. And so you're basically getting a lesson on how to take care of your vehicle every time you step in our door. And we pride ourselves on that. In other shops, in the area and across the country, are starting to do this. So it's going to be much easier for you guys, giving it a once-over. They get their air from right behind one of your front two tires. Like, literally, you look how low your tires are on a car, even on an SUV and some of these puddles. You know, if you suck in water into your engine, it's all over. It's hydrolocked. They do not have any kind of hydraulic water. It's not, even though it has, it's hydro, you know, water is supposed to be, you know, like hydrangeas. It's not. They do not. They're not hydraulic. Water, if it gets in your engine, will absolutely destroy your engine. It will completely hydrolock and cause piston or valve or all the above carnage. So you don't want to drive through it. And again, you never know how deep it is, right? I have seen people wash away in a what looked like a puddle, a little stream coming across the road. You go over in your big truck with these big tires, and the tires actually start to float. Please be careful, guys.
Stan Andruski joining us. Now, Stan, during the week, you're going to find at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And then Saturday mornings, he's right here hosting In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Stan, you mentioned the sunroof. Now, this is another thing with all of the rain. The possibility for leakage without getting to a shop, is it possible for somebody to take a look and figure out that something is clogged? Is it easy enough to see?
Yeah, for the most part, for the average person, yes. If you're a little older or, you know, you're not tall enough to stand up there and look, on cars it would be easier because you can kind of look over the top of most cars these days. But
right.
People think because the sunroof has a rubber seal around it that it's sealed. It's actually not. The water still gets in there. It's partially sealed, but the water gets in and it drains down. If it's a car, it drains down in front of both front wheels. And if it's some of these cars that have huge sunroofs now, that actually open and close, some of them have drains like trucks do towards the back of their car. Now, these drains have tubes that run down each corner of your car inside the car.
Oh.
So if they leak or if they get clogged up, it'll actually start building up water in that sunroof, come over the top, and start leaking down those four corners or even on top of you, depending on how your roof is made. So okay. On the inside. So that water can do significant damage because if those drains get clogged up, that can happen. So just like your cow with your hands, you take the leaves out or the pine needles, you would open up your sunroof, preferably on a day before it rains,
yeah.
And you would look in there and see if there's any debris down in any of the four corners. If there are, you could take Q-tips, you could take a little, you know, a larger skewer stick, you could take a vacuum with a good attachment and just clean all four corners out, and chances are you're not going to have that problem.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, all good advice. I know we're going to get more tomorrow morning, right? 452, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Ha ha, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. Now, I think we've got Reva Trammell joining us at 5:05, right? I think Reva, who's a member of the City Council, Richmond City Council, the South Side, that 8th District, she's running for re-election. By the way, I like Reva a lot. I just ran into her a couple of weeks ago at the retired police officers' luncheon. Great, great person. I think she's doing a great job on city council, probably the only member of city council that gives a crap about the cops and firefighters. But anyway, I don't think she's happy with Michelle Mosby, who was on John Reed's program this morning, and Charles Pyle has been playing some clips of that throughout the afternoon. So I do believe we've got Reva on at 5:05 to talk a little bit about that. Looking forward to that. Now, I got to share with you the very latest from our not ready for primetime vice president, who would like to be our, not ready for primetime president. But our not ready for primetime presidential meat puppet already said he delegated everything the last 4 years to her. So this is all her fault. But not to worry, she has words of inspiration. Cut number 4.
We need to guard that spirit. We have to guard that spirit. Let it always inspire us. Let it always be the source of our optimism, which is that spirit that is so uniquely American. And let that then inspire us by helping us to be inspired to solve the problems that so many face, including our small businesses.
Stop. Let it inspire us to be inspired. Absolutely, ma'am. You betcha. Absolutely. Let it inspire us to be inspired. Let it constipate us to be constipated. Well, that only came up. No, I'm fine. Don't worry. I don't need any. But I'm looking at, on the screen here, an image of that Mark Warner came up. And I swear, every time I look at Mark Warner, I'm thinking somebody's got to give the man a laxative, give him some X-lax, because he always looks like he's, you know, having trouble doing a grumpy. It's just, oh. But inspire us to be inspired. Those are words to live by. Not successfully or profitably or happily, but maybe joyfully. Yeah, if you are inspired to be inspired, then maybe you'll be filled with joy. I think she is filled with crap, but maybe it's joyful crap. Maybe it's absurd. It's absurd. I said vapid yesterday, and honest to God, I think I missed the mark because I don't think she's vapid. I just don't think there's anything there. This is like an empty suit. This is like the emperor has no clothing, and she could very well be the next president of the United States. I don't know about a Manchurian candidate, but an accidental candidate? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you know they're trying to go through and find any cases she prosecuted when she was in the DA's office? And one news report is saying they can't find any. Now, I find that hard to believe, but I guess it's possible. I guess it's possible that's what's going on. I think a very, very important note here. Talking about the trans surgeries, you know, here we have the Family Foundation fighting for the right to have therapy offered to folks who might very well have a question about some things. And this person said, and I quote 804, people will look back at these trans surgeries being performed on children the same way we look back at lobotomies. I agree with you. I absolutely, totally agree with you. Monday morning, please make sure to be here. John Reed is going to be here. You don't want to miss his show. And no, he has not announced that he is or is not running yet, so Monday might be the day. It's 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.